Blog Talk Radio.
God. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great world of ours. God is good. God will never leave you. God will never fail you. Praise the Lord. I am the one and only Apostle Reverend Robin Tebbish. Thank you so much for joining us today, the Family Church of Jesus Christ.com. Check out our website. Register for the college. Contact us. We would love to come and share the word with you in the United States of America, India, Pakistan, Austria, Australia, Japan, China, wherever you are. We love this world to share the good news. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Hallelujah. Well, once again, thank you so much for joining me. Been off the air for quite a while, just traveling and sharing the good news in the Philippines. We had a wonderful time in the Philippines, getting ready here next week to take off for a while. But I am going to try to stay connected here on the radio show. Tell everyone about the Blog Talk Radio with Apostle Robin and her special guests. But let's open in prayer and give this day. I hope you've already been up or around and given each and every day to the Lord, his plans, his wills, his perfect. It is Thanksgiving week here in the United States of America, and many of our churches of the Family Church of Jesus Christ are preparing to also celebrate and give thanks unto the Lord. Father, we just thank you for this day. Oh, we worship you, mighty Jehovah, Yahweh. Oh, God, we seek you, we thirst after you, as the psalmist says in Psalm 63, in a dry and thirsty land, we seek for you. Oh, God. My God. Thank you, Father, for the ears right now that are listening, that their spirits open up, their souls receive that refreshing of your word. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, in the name above every name, sickness, disease, lack, depression, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, again, I love to be with you. Thank you so much for joining me. Whether it be now or in the future, you can always re-listen to all these programs. I wanted to share today in the book of Lamentations. It's after Jeremiah and also after Isaiah and Jeremiah, Proverbs, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and then Lamentations. Lamentations is lamenting from the prophet Jeremiah of the fall of Israel, but also it's for us today. And so we're going to share in Lamentations chapter 3, Lamentations chapter 3, Lamentations chapter 3, and we're going to start in verse 21. The whole chapter is good. There's starting in verse 21, though, it's an eightfold character of Jehovah. And so, you know, have you ever just sat and recalled precious memories or blessings? I'm not talking about recalling the bad things. Get rid of it. But recalling the blessings in your life. If you don't have anything, the greatest thing is that you have eternal life through Jesus Christ. If you don't know him today, please just call, Jesus, come into my life. But here the prophet Jeremiah is recalling. And he says, this I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. When you recall the blessings and the promises of God, you have hope. Rehearse it every morning, every noonday, every afternoon, every night. Rehearse, recall his blessings. It gives you hope. The word of God will give you hope. Excuse me. Little early, as I say in the morning, but in verse 2, it is of the Lord's mercies, this is what he's recalling, that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. Oh, think about it. The God of all gods, the God of creation, he is self-existing. No one has instructed him. No one created God. The mighty Jehovah, praise him right now. Thank you, Lord. If it weren't of his mercies, we would all be consumed, for his compassions fail not, his love. In verse 23, they are new every morning. Great, great is your faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, O God. 24, the Lord is my portion. That's all you need on your plate. He is your portion, says my soul, as he's recalling into his mind, his soul. Therefore will I hope, expect, wait, seek, search for him, in him, in him. 25, the Lord is good unto them that wait for him, that seek for him. That word seek is duresh. Wait for him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeks for him. Your mind, do you need that hope, that peace? That's what we're talking about right now, even in this week of Thanksgiving. Hope, seek. The duresh is the Hebrew word. To tread, to follow, to worship, to search. In verse 26, our last verse, It is good that a man should both hope, that means to expect, and quietly wait. That word quietly wait is to sit silently, dumb, if I may, to just sit and wait and expect. Quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. The salvation, the rescue, the deliverance, the victory, the safety. Hallelujah. It is all about him that seeks him, the self-existing one, the eternal Lord, to seek him, to tread. Have you ever walked? I did, especially as a child, walked a path back through the deep woods into property, which was my grandparents'. And you can see that path. I treaded that path for days and days and even years to go see my grandparents. Seek, tread down everything out of your way. Seek him, because if it wasn't for his love that never fails, we would all die without hope. There is a hope. Jesus is coming soon. As Psalms 103 says, David, bless the Lord, O my soul. Recall to your soul, to your mind today. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. In Psalms 103, say the word out loud. Let it give your mind, your soul, refreshment. Recall those joyful times, the eternal life, the blessings that you have food. God wants to bless you abundantly in your life now. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. His name is everything that we need. Your healer, your provider, your protector, your refuge, your comforter, your friend. God is all you need. As it says back there in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 24, the Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. I will hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him. Wait. Listen. I remember when my father would drive up on special occasions, especially, we would all of us children, Robin, Roxanne, Randy, Rhonda, and Renee, hope and wait to know that our father had something great for us coming in the door. He'd come in with his arms full of gifts and presents. Sometimes he'd go out and find special deals and sales for us and just bless his children. So wait for the Father. He blesses those that seek him, to tread, to follow, to worship the mighty God. Right now, let's just worship him. Father Jehovah, we seek you, Daresh. Ana, Ana means to beseech the Lord. We bless you, O Lord. Thank you that your love never fails, that your mercies are new every morning. Heal and bless the people, body, soul, and spirit. Oh, Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you so much. Have a great Thanksgiving. Thankful every day unto our Father God. In Jesus' name, this is Apostle Robin, sending kisses and love unto you. My dear.
Mighty is our God.